This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 321 for Friday, March 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is lower Friday morning after trading to both sides of unchanged overnight. Canola down $3 to $5, May down $3.70 at $639.20 per ton. Canola futures had climbed to their highest levels since the beginning of January earlier this week, before seeing a modest correction yesterday. Chart-based positioning kept the bias lower today heading into the weekend, although some former resistance levels were holding as support. Chicago soy oil and soybean futures were both softer, as were Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures. But the Canadian dollar is also weaker, and that is providing some support. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. The USDA releases its planting intentions report next week, and positioning ahead of that data accounted for some of the activity. Soybeans posting the largest losses, down 17 cents in the May contract, moving below the former chart support at $12 at $11.94 per bushel. Increasing export pressure from Brazil as their soybean harvest wraps up weighed on prices. General expectations ahead of next week's acreage report are for an increase in U.S. soybean plantings this spring, although corn area may also beat earlier expectations. Corn is seeing some pressure from chart-based positioning ahead of the weekend, down 3 cents in the May contract at $4.37 per bushel. But the USDA announced private export sales this morning of 263,000 tons of corn to Mexico, and that did provide some support. Wheat futures lower across the board, down 4 cents in the Minneapolis spring wheat May contract at $6.52 per bushel. Kansas City, 7 cents lower in the May contract at $5.74 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 4 cents in May at $5.42 per bushel. The ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia remains a feature in the background of the wheat trade, as recent Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian oil refineries were being countered by Russian airstrikes on the Ukrainian power grid. France's soft wheat crop was pegged at 66% good to excellent by analysts there. That's down 94% at this time last year. U.S. wheat crops are thought to be in reasonable shape, with many areas expected to see some moisture over the next few days. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, March 22nd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.